Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
On a sweet Thursday.
I guess that would include this Thursday, February the 15th. The Ides of February are upon us. We have the leap year, so we're really halfway through the month of February. Welcome to Good Day Program, another hour of conversation that will bring you up to date on a lot of the things going on in the country and around the world, things that matter, things that are hopefully going to move you. I'm a farmer, and so I like moving people, if you know what I mean. So does Jay Kirshner. Brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Get your insurance for motorcycles at Progressive, and you get it for your boat and your car and your RV. You know the drill. You want protection. How do I say that? Protection. Oh, should I say it a different way? Would you like some protection on the road and on the water and wherever you may be, from sea to shining sea? Figure it out at 800-PROGRESSIVE. You'll save 800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com. There are a lot of people, as I look at the calendar, we have five weeks more before it's springtime. We're getting closer, though, as you'll notice, when you get up in the morning, depending on what time you get up, and it's early for a lot of people, the sun is just beginning to make the sky lighter. Mm-hmm. On the 21st and 22nd of March, it'll be half and half, like it was September 21st, so 6 o'clock in the morning and 6 o'clock at night, 12 hours of daylight and 12 hours of darkness. But until then, it's seasonal adjusted disorder time, the blahs, the winter blahs. Now that Valentine's is over, what do you have looked forward to? Well, it's President's Day. Next, right? Isn't Monday a holiday? Another holiday.
Yep.
Another holiday.
Yep. Monday's President's Day. Mm-hmm. St. Patrick's Day will be coming up. Easter's coming up.
Yay. But if you have, if you're in the Midwest, you're in the Northeast, you're probably suffering from the effects of the grayness of the protracted winter. It's been damp. It's been dreary. Where Jay is in Ohio, it's always dark and dreary in the winter.
Yeah, I thrive in it.
Well, I know you do.
Give me those gray skies.
Vampire. Yeah, but here, I am in the Northeast, I get bent out of shape because I just don't like it. But that's life. I'm fortunate, more fortunate than most. I get to escape pretty much every weekend to go somewhere, mostly California, where my children are. But I thought I'd put together for a few moments some of the things that you can do to get over, some tips on how to overcome the late winter mood that many of you are in, right? You may, I think one of the things that is just plain depression. You want carbs because they make you feel good. So light up your room, light up your living space, make everything lighter. Light therapy helps a lot with your mood. According to any number of people that I have interviewed over the years, light therapy is good for seasonal adjusted disorder. SAD, it's called. Also, what you eat is important, Jay. Because you don't feel good, you eat ice cream, eat comfort foods, right? Brownies, processed junk food, that sort of thing. Make sure that you have some omega-3 fatty acids around, and you're eating a lot of fiber, fruits, bananas, that sort of thing. Got it? And let's see here. If you are, like a lot of people, you want to warm up, and so sometimes people have hot toddies, which is not good. You
or any kind
drink
of, or just the hot, the tea, just the hot tea or a hot chocolate.
Hot tea's good. Yeah, right, exactly. Yep. Exercise is also good to wake up your body and to make it feel like it wants to enjoy the frigid temperatures, even though it doesn't really. Find a steam room, right? Oh, you know it's also good? Especially because it's so gray, go to some place where there's a lot of art, a lot of color. Maybe go to a museum, go to a indoor gardens,
yeah.
That kind of stuff, right? Yeah.
An arboretum or something somewhere.
Yep. B vitamins are good. D vitamins are good. Tryptophan is good. Melatonin is good. But you know what the best thing is? The very best thing for a cold, bleak winter day, the perfect time to make yourself a good bowl of soup. Organic chicken soup, maybe something that can cook in a crock pot slowly overnight. It's really, but you got to make it from scratch. Getting the Campbell's soup like we were talking about yesterday, no, because they use old dead hens, dark meat. Ugh. No, you don't want that. You want to make it yourself. Get some organic tomatoes. They can be canned. Get some sautéed onions. I feel like I'm doing the Food Farm Family Report, maybe.
I know, I'm just thinking about, but whenever you make something in a crock pot, you get to smell it for such a long period of time.
Oh, yeah.
Smelling
part of the benefit.
Cooking is so, yes.
Yep, right. All right, so that's my recipe for goodness here on the Good Day program. All right, let's transfer ourselves to Kansas City. I'm reminded of that song by Wilbert Harrison going to Kansas City, only the news from Kansas City today, you'd think that after the Super Bowl championship that everybody would be all excited, they'd have a parade and they do all the things that cities do. Well, they have done that, but not without having one of the things that are becoming traditions in America, a big shoot 'em up, three victims in critical condition, one person dead, five in serious condition. It's just another example of how crazy some people are. There have been a couple of people who were detained. There were a million people. There were 600 law enforcement officials. The gunfire started and people ran every which way. It ruined the whole day, ruined the whole mood. It just ruined all
it
the goodness.
It took away from all of it. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
This was done at the very end, or like where it was pretty much done. Everybody was going back to their cars and everything, and shots just started firing out. And a lot of people didn't realize what it was because they were thinking, well, maybe it's fireworks or something. There was a woman who spoke to the news media. She was there with her daughter, and she didn't hear anything. She just suddenly heard people screaming, and people were running. And she's like, when that many people start running, you just run with them. It doesn't matter if you know what's going on or not. So she said she grabbed her daughter's hand and they got out of there. There's video going around, and I tried to kind of fact check this to see if it is from the same situation or if it's one of those, like, it's from a different situation, but people say it's from the situation. But it looks like
made up.
One of the shooters was trying to run away, and some of the parade goers tackled this person and held him down. And so then law enforcement came over. Did you see that video?
Yeah. I did. As a matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now. This woman talking about her father who tackled one of the men who appeared to be, after he was done shooting, was fleeing on foot.
Yeah.
So this guy chased him down, grabbed him. The police came along. Obviously, all these people that were involved have been detained. There is an investigation going on as to motivation, that sort of stuff, and it'll be a few days probably before it's all sorted out. But imagine, after the celebration, one day, as a matter of fact, the person who was killed is a radio personality. Her name is Lisa Lopez Galvin. She was there to report on and to participate in the Super Bowl parade. She's mother of two. She hosted a program on KKFI, which is a station that's licensed to Kansas City. So there's another waste.
Mm-hmm. And
complete waste.
Yeah, and officials are saying they don't believe this was, like, that the motive was terrorism or anything like that. Theories going around was that it was people that got into an argument with each other, or possibly gang-related, something like that, where it will be questionable of whether or not these people, the shooters, meant to shoot up the parade, or if all of the parade goers ended up being bystanders to something else that was going on.
Mm-hmm. A million people there. Here's another one from Kansas. Lawmakers, they are looking to increase penalties for anybody who harms a police dog. I thought that was kind of interesting. I was looking right now, whenever we travel to a community to talk about what's going on there, whether it's on the East Coast, West Coast, in between. So the Kansas legislature yesterday moving to impose tough prison sentences for anybody who harms a police dog. I thought this was interesting. It's bipartisan. They're taking a final vote, allows judges to sentence first-time offenders 5 years in the slammer for killing a police dog or any dog that's involved in search and rescue, or a police horse. That's really interesting. And mandating a fine of $10,000. I mean, killing any dog is a felony in most places. I know it is in Kansas. Maximum prison sentence is a year now, but now they're going to change that. The House took a preliminary voice vote, I think, yesterday. The response for the death of an 8-year-old dog used by the county sheriff in Wichita is the reason they passed this bill. Because they aren't only tools for law enforcement. They certainly, if you talk to a policeman who has handled these dogs, they're considered part of the family. They're important to protect. And who in their right mind wants to shoot a dog? That's, you know, something like this. I know sometimes there are dogs that are rabid. Sometimes they have to be put down. Dogs that are dangerous. Yeah, I get that. But it'd be interesting to talk to Warren about this, actually. I think he used to train a lot of police dogs when he was in New York. So, anyway, that's an interesting thing visiting. Coming up in the next half hour, police officers in the District of Columbia shot. Another one of these stories. All right, let's work on 18 past the hour, shall we?
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, it's so great to finally be able to get together again.
Oh, it sure is. And I really appreciate you picking up the bill.
I'm happy to. I've got the extra cash. Since we've all been driving so much more again, I've been using Upside, the free app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes. I get real cash back just for buying the gas I was going to buy anyway.
But is it a hassle to use?
No, it's super fast and easy, and I can cash out whenever I want.
That's a total no-brainer. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code PASS for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's promo code PASS. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code PASS for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code PASS.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
February is Heart Month, and every year, Extendivite has a sale. This year is no different. Extendivite is regularly $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply. In February, Extendivite is only $57.50 for a 2-month supply plus shipping and handling. Extendivite is a combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. These ingredients work synergistically to improve your overall health. So don't delay. Join the Extendivite family today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Thursday Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner into the celebrity mode on social media, trending at number one today. It's not surprising because whenever there's a story about J-Lo, it pretty much ends up on the top of the heap. So Miss Lopez, she's not Miss anymore, right? They don't take on each other's names, though. Jennifer Lopez, Jennifer Lopez. She's not Jennifer Lopez Ben Affleck.
She could be in her personal life, but as far as professional name, she's still J-Lo.
Mm-hmm. So she has some interesting stories, as most celebrities do, when somebody, a good person doing interviews, will get to the nitty-gritty about who you are and what your experiences are. So we have some insight into what she opened up about the moment that she... Wait a minute, I'll finish the sentence right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbey and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
To me, it's like breathing.
Jenny from the Block. That's how, right? She was Jenny from the Block when she got started. She was talking about the first time she was ever actually recognized in public. She was freaked out. Freaked out. What a great expression that is, right?
Uh-huh.
She opened up about the moment putting into the... I mean, right now, Right? She was. That was 1997. Right now, everybody recognizes her. And so she's used to it by now.
And I feel like with so many people who are very prominent, the biggest celebrities on the planet, you feel like they're used to it. But you always forget about the first time when they first started realizing their own stardom. Like with Jennifer Lopez, she had been in other things, but she was never recognized until she did the movie Selena. And then she was like out walking around or doing errands or something, and someone shouted her name, and she assumed it was someone she knew. And she turned around and was like, I have no idea who this person even is. And that was the first time she realized, oh, I can't just go anywhere I want anymore without being recognized.
Mm-hmm. And with that, does it require protection? I guess it depends. I'm sure those people, when I say those people, I mean J-Lo and Ben Affleck, have some kind of protection with them, depending on where they are. They can drive around in his Bentley convertible and be like, hey, there's J-Lo, hi! I'll never forget the time I saw Mariah Carey in her black Rolls-Royce convertible, and this guy who was driving was the biggest Hulk you can imagine, because she doesn't seem to be inconspicuous, because her license plate says, guess what?
Mariah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Her license plate says, yeah. Mariah. They call the wind Mariah.
Mm. They call the what?
Mariah. There's an old song from a Broadway play called They Call the Wind Mariah. I think that's where her name came from, as a matter of fact. So, anyway, back to J-Lo.
Like this. They also have stalkers.
That's the problem.
It doesn't seem like the paparazzi have become a little bit less pushy now with so many, like, there's more of an acknowledgement of how they used to be, and that would be a cost for security, but now with the stalkers, it can get dangerous.
Yeah, but you have all that, you have TMZ and all that stuff, too, everywhere. Makes it hard to have some privacy. But those are the choices you make when you decide to become what J-Lo is, and that's a bona fide star. 28 after here on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, a pet's life, like a human's, needs balance, a little excitement, a lot of love, and an interesting outlet for various emotions. The pet needs variety, too. A new trick or skill every once in a while, just for the sake of knowing something different, and an appreciation of new things and people, just because they are there. When you treat your pet as a family member, you'll start noticing a lot of things you've never saw before. And just as you see your family relationships change and grow over time, so will you see that pet in your life develop and learn. A family is pets plus people, all existing in a symbiotic balance. The more you understand about this relationship, the more you give yourself, the better you can understand your pet. The two of you have lots of love to give to each other. If you never hold back, you will receive more rewards, emotional and psychological, than you can possibly imagine from the dog or cat who shares your life. And when you truly love and trust one another, there are no limits to the happiness. And don't forget, plenty of hugs and kisses for your pet. Your pet's a part of the family. It's not just a family pet anymore, folks. It's part of the family.
Did you know that MyPillow is certainly about more than just fantastic pillows? Now MyPillow has given the same attention that they've given to their pillows to those Giza Dream sheets and the new flannel sheets that they have. This is a fabulous time for you to be buying anything and everything at MyPillow.com. This is the time for you to save 50%, if you can believe it, 50% on the MyPillow 2.0, 50% off the brand new flannel sheets that they have, perfect for comfortable winter sleeping, towel sets for $29.98. My heavens, all of this great stuff is there. And right now, you can get 2 6-piece sets of MyPillow towels for one low price and free shipping. You use the promo code DS. And check it out, MyPillow.com. Great buys. Look at the catalog, charge it up, and use the code DS at MyPillow.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. Nikki Haley, still on the campaign trail despite falling far behind in Republican primary polls, says former President Trump doesn't know what it means to serve.
The reality is he's never been anywhere near a military uniform. He's never had to sleep on the ground. He's never known how to sacrifice. And the most harm he's ever possibly had is getting hit by a golf ball when he's sitting in a golf cart.
Trump did come up through military school as a youngster. Two new polls have the former South Carolina governor trailing former President Trump by more than than 30 points in her home state, which has a primary coming up later this month. A remote-guided surgical robot has performed its first surgery demo on board the International Space Station this week. The robot, nicknamed Space Myra, is handled by a surgeon back on Earth, guiding its hands out in space. The robot performed multiple operations on simulated tissue on Saturday. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Miles Fisher saying that you should have a good day. Listen to my gramps on the radio.
All right, Mr. DeMille, I'm ready for my close-up.
That music from the old movies.
All right, so the more famous, that Sunset Strip, was a movie. It was also a Broadway play, and Petula Clark played that role. I'm trying to remember who that is. I want to say that it's not Ginger Rogers. I don't remember. It's interesting because the movie set the stage for the Broadway play, but maybe this is just because I recall it having been in my era, also having starred Petula Clark, who was one of the great singers of that era. So anyway, but you get the point. As we set the mood here,
that was
on Good Day.
So sorry, that was Gloria Swanson.
Gloria Swanson, thank you. Yes, got it. Yep, okay. One of the big stars of the 30s and 40s. We're trying to make sure we give attention to the right things here. And one of the things that is so important to do is to understand what makes us as a culture. How are we when we, sometimes we enjoy the same music. That's how hits are made, because so many people like the same song. The same thing is true of movies. Same thing is true of any kind of art, that sort of thing. And so that's the stuff that actually moves the needle. And in many of our lives, we want to have, because there are broken things in all of our lives, but then there are some things that we can pretty much all agree on. And so with you, individually, you may have those things that qualify as general relief. And then, because like it's Valentine's week, there are people who are in your life, relationships, people who matter the most to you. People who may help you a lot, people that you give a lot of attention to. The right things, the right person, right time. That's what good relationships are all about. So, and some of those are celebrated in good movies. Or the love songs that are, I'm thinking about all the songs. In fact, that Petula Clark made in the 60s and 70s. She had one hit after another, after another, after another. Don't Sleep in the Subway. Remember that song? You probably don't. I'm saying
I do not, but I remember Downtown.
Downtown.
One of the great. Oh, that's a great one.
She had so many great songs. And then she became a Broadway star. And that was one of the things. I bring it up because, again, it's something that brings us together. Enjoying the same music, enjoying the same movies, enjoying the same television programs, that kind of stuff. Because we can find things that bring us together, which is cool. One of the things that brings me together with you is having good sponsors like the folks at Calitrin. They're wishing all of their customers, new and old, a happy Valentine's week all week long. They're excited to give you the opportunity to buy three and get three free. So if you want to celebrate Valentine's week by getting yourself onto one of those great Calitrin programs, 3 months of Calitrin for you, 3 months of Calitrin for your significant other, your best friend, or maybe just want it for yourself because you want to stay on the program. It's pretty exciting, the results that you can see. When you go to toploss.com, you see all the great stories of the thousands of people who have lost. You kind of become friends with them as you go through the same experiences. So the Calitrin team is there to help you. You can reach out for one of their personal Calitrin consultants. Just go to toploss.com. Find out for yourself how helpful Calitrin truly can be in your quest for losing weight and, importantly, keeping it off. So the news is there's huge savings, huge results this Valentine's week. Take action by going to toploss.com. Use the promo code Doug. Get free shipping and certainly in on this buy three, get three free sale this week, Valentine's week, at toploss.com. All right. I figure I better get that out of the way because I'm going to go off on a couple of tangents here. I know I am. I can feel it in my bones. And one of them, as we were discussing in the last half hour, and it's not necessarily I make reference to it because people have just joined us in the last couple of minutes maybe. And so what we talked about was what most people in the country are talking about today, and that's the shooting in Kansas City. And the lady who died there was a radio station person. There were a number of other people that were injured in a fight, in essence. I guess that's what they are finding in their investigation. So you can hear that conversation at gooddayshow.com because we play back the show all day, every day. And also check out our Good Day download, which is basically a podcast that Jay edits of all the highlights of the program. Mm-hmm. Obviously, yesterday the podcast there now is the Valentine's Day conversation, Ash Wednesday conversation, Katy Perry revealing that she's going to leave American Idol, that sort of thing. And
my favorite is your mishap with the Apple stuff. I think that was my favorite conversation of the
was
day.
Was it?
Because it was just, that was living in my mind rent-free for the rest of the day.
Well,
99
that's
cents,
the kind of stuff.
Shut down all of your things.
That's the thing that is hopefully relatable about this program. The idea that I've had over the years that I've been doing it is to have stuff, the experiences that I have and you have, that we all have, are pretty much universal like that. If you want to listen to the download, you'll hear me talking about my frustration with a credit card. I've had a lot of hacking on my cards, so I changed them over the year. And so there was a automatic withdrawal for stuff, including the fees for iCloud storage, 99 cents a month. So because they didn't have a new credit card, they shut everything down, including both my iPhones and both my iPads. Completely not on the screen, it said, inoperable. Go to iTunes. So how do you go to iTunes if you can't get at them because all of your devices are shut off?
Uh-huh.
Anyway, I won't relive the moment. Check it out on the download at gooddayshow.com. What I do want to bring back to the surface after talking about the parade in Kansas City, here's another circumstance in the District of Columbia, our nation's capital. It's not safe. It's one of the most... we talk about Chicago a lot and Philadelphia and Baltimore and the danger that's there. There were three police officers shot yesterday trying to serve a warrant. The gunman did surrender, but why was it that, this is what's dangerous. Oh, you talk about, okay, it's just a piece of paper and they're just going to knock on the door and they give it to the guy and that's it. But that's the same sort of thing that in domestics, what they call the police call it domestics, which are dangerous, maybe the most dangerous thing that they encounter. So anyway, this guy last night, when the officers go, I guess I'm wondering why there were three, frankly. So on 7:30 last night, there's a standoff that develops, and the guy was, I guess, wanted on a charge of cruelty to animals. We're talking about that also in the last half hour, how in Kansas City, or in the state of Kansas, they made it illegal, it was always illegal to shoot a dog, but now if you shoot a police dog or a working dog, you can go to jail for 5 years, right? So this guy, whoever it is. Yeah. And so in this circumstance in Washington, officers tried to go inside the home he didn't answer the door, so they knocked on the door and then they went in. I don't know. I think, do I think this is overreach on their part? Should they have just left it or done something else? I suppose that's
the officers?
Yeah. I mean, why would they go into the house to serve a warrant for animal cruelty or for anything, I guess, in that circumstance?
Yeah, it's still illegal.
Yeah, no, I know it, but I don't know. I'm becoming...
And clearly, this was a pretty bad dude if he's being served for animal cruelty and ends up shooting at police officers.
Right. There's this, about the shooting stuff, we had a shootout in the Framingham High School yesterday. Kids bringing guns to school. In my time, I always think, okay, what's going to happen in a big city?
Uh-huh.
This is a community that prides itself on being diverse. The problem is, it's almost too diverse, because the language barriers, I guess boys will be boys, and they like the same girl, and one of them is talking about the girl, or talking to the girl, and the other guy doesn't like it, and they don't understand each other, they start a fight, and then somehow or other there's a gun in school. And so away you go. And I happened to be with the police chief yesterday. We were talking about the violence in the school. There's been a lot of violence in the high school in this town. And most of it is based on the fact that we are so diverse. People can't understand the other. We have dozen languages being taught in the high school. And so, you know, boys, again, will be boys that some couple of guys like the same girl.
That's
such
a bad excuse. Yeah, that, the whole boys
of course it
boys,
is.
That's something that, that, yeah. But with this, because I know your opinion on schools of, you know, they shouldn't have to have metal detectors. They shouldn't have to have fencing around, like metal detectors in the school for.
Or two police officers. There are two police officers assigned to the high school here.
Yeah, or fences around to make sure that people who aren't part of the school don't come in with malintentions or anything like that. Having this happen in your own location, does that change your opinion on metal detectors or anything, or do you still feel the same way?
I think I still feel the same way.
Yeah.
I don't want it to come to this. That's the thing. It's come to something that is horrendous. And I don't want to think we're giving in to that. I guess that may be it. Maybe it's not the practical point of view. Police chief told me yesterday that it isn't the practical point of view. And they're there to help the situation as they can. They made an arrest, but the other violence, there's been violence at the high school for the last month or two. And the police go in, they try to straighten out, but they don't want to go on to the police, they don't want to go on the school grounds and arrest youngsters. They want the school to take care of it. Because they think that basically what they want is for the parents to take care of it. That's where the discussion came to the bottom line of where are the parents? They got social services, they got the school administrators, they have the police there. Where are the parents? That's always the question. It always boils down to where are the parents?
Or the guardianship, whoever is the guardian, even if it's not parents. Yeah. Where's the parental figure in their lives? And clearly, if a child has a gun that they're bringing to school, whether the parent or the guardian knows about it or not, that's still a problem. And I understand why social services would be so heavily involved in this.
Yeah. Bad stuff. All right, let's counter it with some good stuff. Ready to go to Las Vegas? Ready to go free? Be one of the first 10 callers right now and win two free nights. Two! In Las Vegas, 3 days, two nights. All you have to do is call 800. My God, listen to my voice. Man, the stuff's out already. Oy. Bugs in the house. Anyway, Las Vegas is yours for two free nights by calling 800-419-DOUG. That's the message. 800-419-3684. Call now and get those two free nights right now. 800-419-DOUG.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at BewareOfRSV.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Hear that? The sound of your antique fountain pen gliding across linen paper as you journal in the park. And if you were here, you'd be inspired by the warm breeze. But you're not here. Because your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. And the wind in your face on the road is all the inspiration you need. So if you ride, get a quote and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. Now that's inspiring. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
My
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline, so I took control with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlic helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlic is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlic Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Shipper shredder's jammed, but I think I've fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Time to warm it up here. It's 53 after the hour. Food, farm, and family time on the Good Day program. Doug Steffen with Jay Kirshner on National Gumdrop Day. There ought to be a song, right? Gumdrops, gumdrops, like raindrops.
Oh, there was, yeah, raindrops. Yeah, that's the one I started.
Gumdrops keep falling on your face or whatever. Okay. I think I love them. Yes, gumdrops are one of my favorite sweets. Chewy, gelatin, flavored with fruits, right? They're a little sugar on them. Gumdrops are shaped like all kinds of things, right? They're gum drops, they call them, but they're squares sometimes. They've evolved. You can find them with coatings. You can find them in fun shapes. You can find them as vitamins. Have you noticed the gummy vitamins that are around?
They're everywhere.
Yeah, everywhere. Mm-hmm. Yes, right. Gumdrop was first seen in Illinois. The term was used in a newspaper mentioning a local candy shop owner. This goes back to the 1850s. The National Confectioners Association says National Gumdrop Day, one of the many candy-focused holidays we have that we can celebrate. And what makes you feel better than having a nice, sweet piece of candy? Of course it makes you feel good, right? And there are a lot of these gummies that are now gourmet candies that are hitting the markets. You go to Whole Foods, for example, they have large gumdrops there in very exotic flavors. Have you gone to the World Market, Jay? Do you know the World Market? They have one where you are. Yeah, mm-hmm. They have all this stuff. And they have really quite a good selection. I like going into the...
Yeah, it's
like there's nobody in there that expects you can find this stuff. Great sauces and, you know, specialty foods that are there, like really good gumdrops. So if you store them in a cool place, they'll last 12 months. Yeah, that's what I like, stuff that lasts for 12 months. So anyway, it goes back to 1682 when a Frenchman discovered gelatin, which is pretty much a protein product. And then it was used somehow or other, mixed with flavors, and they became gumdrops. And some of them, it's like jelly beans, right? You put them on the desk and people like to help themselves. When were gummy bears first? I think in the 1960s. Harbro? I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Is that like Hasbro? No, I don't know. Anyway, this is a German company that introduces them. And then, of course, for all of us who have grandchildren, they love the gummy worms, right?
Oh, yes, the gummy worms.
Gummy worms! Oh, yeah, certainly there. All right, just a reminder about some advice that happened earlier in the hour as to what to do if, excuse me, you're in the dumps. Make some soup for yourself, right? That's the advice. Use chicken or whatever the stock is that you want, but make sure you have some good veggies, some good organic stuff, celery, carrots, onions, that sort of thing, beans. And put it into your soup, and I guarantee you, you can get a guarantee from Doug Steffen and Jay Kirshner that you will feel better if you make yourself some soup. All right, here's the recall of the day, Jay. A cheese recall, products made out of various cheeses.
This is like a meat expansion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Costco, Walmart. Yeah, that's right. This is from, and yogurts as well. Produced by Rizzo Lopez Foods. There have been stories the last week or so about this sort of thing. There is a concern about, what, people who've gotten sick.
This is
the two people who've died.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, this is a Listeria issue with the Cotija cheese is a big one, and I believe there's some others from the Rizzo group, but they are used by so many other brands in the salad mixes, in the different yogurt things, whether it's the cheese that's on top of some of these green mixed greens and stuff like that, or in the dressing itself, and so many brands use this supplier. That it's everywhere. Now you can add Walmart and Costco to the list. A Whole Foods, Trader Joe's.
Listeria.
It's everywhere.
And the thing about Listeria that I keep warning, you know, I try to differentiate between Salmonella, E. coli, Listeria. Listeria is the toughest because it can survive in the refrigerator, survive in your drain. It can spread to other foods. It's all over surfaces unless you keep scrubbing them. And even then, bleach sometimes doesn't even get rid of Listeria. So anyway, this has been a problem now for what? Since 2017, off and on. A sample of Rizzo Brothers cheese tested positive. So just stay away from that brand. And if you have it, bring it back to the store and get your money back, if you please. That's it. That's the word. Food, Farm, Family on Good Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.